The church is lowering its minimum age requirement for full-time missionaries from 19 to 18 for men and from 21 to 19 for women. Attending General Conference from San Diego, Jan Trujillo notes many young Mormons start college and get involved in sports or academic programs that make it hard for them to leave and go on a mission. She believes the change will increase participation.
Sometimes they get stuck into scholarships, sports, scholastics, whatever the fact is, and they find it harder to go. And so we find that many are choosing not to go because of those other agreements or figuring out if they can be held for 2 years while they're gone on missions. Same with sisters. They get going and different things, and those sisters aren't required to go.
Young people won't be required to serve at the earlier ages, but it's an option. Trujillo says while she believes the new age requirements will be beneficial for LDS missionaries, some of Utah's colleges and universities could take a hit.
The only thing I can see is schools next year are going to have a lot lower enrollment in Utah specifically because there's going to be so many more people going, so I think schools are kind of holding their breath and seeing how that's going to happen.
A statement released by Brigham Young University says, quote, "The change in missionary service age will impact the university, particularly in such areas as housing and enrollment. What specifically the impact will be, however, still needs to be determined." It adds the university will be looking closely at how students and prospective students respond to this change, and other Utah schools will be doing the same.
Fair to say there will be an impact on our enrollment numbers for sure.
That's Keith Sterling, communications director for the University of Utah. He says the lower age requirements will most likely have multifaceted impacts on the universities around the state in areas like enrollment as well as athletics. However, he says the U of U wants to ensure that the students flourish and will work with the church to make sure that happens.
This is a significant, large announcement that was, you know, that was made this weekend, so I think it's going to take some time for us to really be able to nail down some specifics of how we're going to address it. But we want to be, you know, we're obviously positive about working with the church and making sure that the students succeed whenever they do end up coming to our campus.
According to the church, 58,000 missionaries are currently serving. The new age requirements take effect immediately. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Charlotte Duran for Utah Public Radio.